Okay, it's 7:01, probably 7:02 by now. But at 7:01, we're going to call the meeting to order. One of the things we're going to do later tonight is elect a permanent secretary. But Susan, could you do it until then, please? I'll get interrupt your meal there. I can call roll if you want me to. You want me to do that? Okay, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yep, I hear you.
Teresa Allen. You here?
Present.
Oh, there you are. Susan Young. You...
Present.
Wesley Bethune. Is Wesley around? He'll probably come in later. Adriana Casaneva.
I'm here. Thank you.
I'm going to get your name the way you like to have it pronounced.
Don't worry. I'm used to. Don't worry.
Same with me and my name. Yeah. Okay, Bill Crozier, are you here? Yeah. Joseph Davis is here. Yeah.
Yep, I'm here.
There you go. John Kelly McPherson. John Kelly, not here yet. Marianne Martinez, I think I saw her.
Present.
There you are.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, because I'm having trouble with my mute button. So if we take roll, if we take votes or something, can you give me a chance? Because I'm having some kind of technical problems here.
Okay. Yeah, we all
Thank
got
you.
Them.
We Thank all you. Got
them. Susie Moreno. Nancy Sabar Naratomi. You're here, aren't you, Nancy?
Present.
I thought so. William Stone. Not here yet. Prashanda Thibodeau. Who that? Prashanda Thibodeau.
Mr. Chair, I think in one of her statements, maybe at the last LSB meeting, Ms. Thibodeau said that she wanted to concentrate pretty much on fundraising. Hey, you might want to ask her if she still wants
I'm sorry.
Let's go on.
Can we finish with the roll call? Thank you.
Sandy Weinman.
Is here.
I would have sworn he was. Ted Weistel.
Here.
Richard Uzel is here. Wesley Bethune. Some of these people might come in later. Susie Moreno, William Stone, Chrisandra Thibodeau, and Sean Kelly Pearson. So those people may arrive later.
Bethune here.
8:10. That's 10. We have a quorum, so we can go ahead with the meeting.
Wesley Bethune is here.
Is he there? Okay, where are you, Wesley? Are you that
here?
Are you that phone number? Are you 703?
I don't know.
Are you 703? Yeah. You know, you can change, you can put your name on there so people can call you by name rather than 703. Oh, 703.
I get called enough names.
Yeah.
Call me Doug if you want.
Okay, we'll call you 703.
Bill Crozier is also here.
Bill Crozier, I think I saw you go with you. Okay, though, did everybody get a draft agenda?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and we're at agenda approval on this draft agenda.
Mr. Chair, Joseph?
Yeah.
Did you get my correction for the motion that you put on the draft agenda?
Yeah, I did, but we'll have
Thank
to talk
you.
About it.
That's good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Who's that?
I want us to acknowledge that Jane is here. She wasn't in the first meeting, but Jane is here. You didn't mention her, but she's here in our meeting. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. Jane is there. That's Jane.
Did she answer roll call?
There
I came
she
in
is.
Late.
No, we didn't do her. Adriana had to remind me. Okay.
Mr. Chair, you had also talked about whether Jane had requested an excused absence last time, and you failed to bring it up.
I'll get to that right after agenda approval.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
You want to make a motion to approve the agenda?
So move.
is there any problem, any other problem with the chair? I mean, with the agenda, we got a motion modification came in.
Yeah, as long as we have the modification for me, I'm good.
All right. I don't hear anything else. I'm hearing no objections. I'm going to approve the agenda. Okay. Then the next thing, number four, is review our excused absences. I brought it up at the last LSB meeting, and Sandy was in a hurry, I think, somewhere, and he said, take it back to the committee. Jane asked me to ask for an excused absence the day of that first meeting, which was what, the fourth, something like that. She asked me to ask for an excused absence because she had a family obligation that she had signed up for a long time ago. And I forgot to ask.
Chair Adriana?
Yes.
I understand what you are saying. That wasn't said in the meeting. The second situation is, according to our rules, the only one that can ask for an excused absence are the members of the committee from the previous year. Obviously, they are allowed. Well, you can shake your head, Susan, all that you want, but that are the standing and special rules that we have. And when the person wants an excuse absence, should send that to all of us. And like I said, go and check the standing and special rule. The only committee membership, the only other option is, or you be in the first meeting, or you ask for an excuse absence if you were a member of the committee in the previous year.
Okay, I think
there's a good rule to change.
I think I see Susan's hands up. I respectfully disagree with that, Adriana, but Susan.
Yes, that's incorrect. The membership is established in the first meeting of the calendar year, and that was the January meeting, not the December meeting. I'm sorry that we keep arguing this point, but Adriana, I believe you're wrong.
That's not what I just said.
Okay, wait a minute, Adriana. Does anybody else want to speak to that?
This is Joseph.
Okay, Joseph.
Yeah, I have it here in front of me, Article 1, Section 2, Article 3, Section 2 on membership 1B, and it says to allow people who have a compelling reason for missing the first meeting of the year to request an excused absence at the next meeting of the LSP so they can maintain their membership on the committee. So that is verbatim the rule. So clearly it is about people who already have a membership from the previous term. Thank you.
I'm not a lawyer and I don't play one on the stage. But if you give something to somebody, you got to give it to the other people too. So if somebody's category was that they were there last year or something, if they get it, whoever's coming on this year gets it too. That's a fairness in the way things.
That violates our rules.
Well, not necessarily. It just expands our rules. Okay.
Well, expanding is a different thing. That's a violation, sir. I'm sorry. So a point of order on that.
What is your point of order?
That the rules do in fact specify there are two different cases for people who have and people who have not previously been a member that is specified under Article 3, Section 2 of the existing standing and special rules. And we cannot change that just at a whim. That's not allowed. That would be a violation of our bylaws through Article 16. So thank you.
The way I understand that rule is that that's the rule for the people who were on there last year and need to get an excused absence for this first meeting. That doesn't say, that particular rule doesn't say anything about new people coming on. And therefore, I'm going to rule against your motion or your point of order. Mm-hmm. Teresa, I think I've been trying to call on you. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm looking at section 2 of the standing rules, and Joseph is correct. It says you can either attend the first meeting, and that meeting has to be the first meeting of the year, and this is the second meeting of the year. So Jane missed the first meeting, and it says you can either attend that first meeting, or it says to allow people who have a compelling reason for missing the first meeting of the year to request an excused absence at the next meeting of the LSB so they can maintain their membership on the committee. So I think it was brought up at the LSB, and we thought it was going to be resolved, but so I would just suggest that we allow.
Sent back to the committee. It was sent back to the committee.
Okay. So we have a choice. We can either try to make this decision ourselves, or we can request that she go to the next LSB meeting and request to officially be a member of this committee. So you're saying as chair, you think that we have the right to make that decision right now?
We were told to take it back to the committee. Adriana, you're next.
Nancy.
Yes.
Nancy.
Mr. Chair, yes, I agree with what Teresa just said. I mean, and what Joseph said, I said the same, but obviously I know that they have troubles making everybody understand me, but it's good that they can read the standing rules. My only worry with this is exactly what we are talking when we talk about trying to manipulate. This is very clear. It's not a big deal. Jane can be a member. It's the first meeting. In two next meetings, she will be a voting member. What is the problem with that? Unless that here is something else that we are trying to manipulate. You know, that, and we are already almost 50 minutes into this meeting discussing something that is clear as hell. And more than that, the bylaws of the foundation said that the only excuse absent can be given at the meeting where the member asks for the excuse absent. You cannot do it in the next meeting. You cannot bring it to somebody else. That are the bylaws. And the bylaws is nothing that we can change. We can try to modify the standing and special rules, but we cannot modify the bylaws.
Okay.
And why are we spending this amount of time more than, like I said, maybe manipulation is here. Okay
let's make
think
sure.
About what we are doing.
Well, I think we are. Sandy, I think I've seen your hand up there. No, Nancy was next. Nancy, you around? Nancy? Okay, Sandy?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Two comments. Bylaws, okay. It's pretty clear, all right? Jane missed the last meeting, but somebody in the room tell me, is this under goodwill, outreach, or fundraise? What are we doing here? The committee wants to do this for every meeting, not get anything done for another year. Good job. If we can review these standing rules and shorten meetings, that's what we're up for here for. At least that's what I'm hoping for from this. We've got to be more efficient. We're volunteers. Not everybody has all night to debate who was here and who was not. I don't. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Teresa, you have your hand still up from before.
Chair, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Chair, I was on the stack somewhere.
Yeah, I know. You're next. What do you want to say?
Just clarification. When Teresa read the standing rule, the last sentence, it says so they can maintain their membership. But Jane has never had a membership on the governance committee. So when they, those people who have a membership, and they miss the first meeting and they request an excused absence, then they still keep their membership. And this came about when we had a January meeting and there was a influenza and Darrell Robbins and Maria Elena Castellanos and somebody else, I think Hank or I don't know, they missed the first meeting, but they were sick, but they were in the meet, the, this committee, their membership was there from the year before. That's why we made this rule. Thank you. That's all.
Okay. We've heard, pretty much all over this, question. So
Robert,
I think,
Richard, I'd like to talk.
Okay. After, after Joseph, has his say, I think we need to go to a vote. What'd you say, Joseph?
I mean, what Sandy mentioned about we need a level playing. We need to know what to expect. We shouldn't be wasting time arguing about things. And while our rules, as imperfect as they are, the rules we have, if we, we're talking about changing the rules, but if we don't follow the rules that we have, we're not going to follow the rules we create and it becomes a pointless endeavor. So all I'm saying is I have no problem with wanting Susan as expediently on this committee as possible, but we need to follow our rules so that we don't waste time, on arguing about the rules. Let's just follow the rules as they're written. And then we don't, you know, have to, contest anything. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. One of the rules is that we get to vote. Jane?
Two things. One is, what are we voting?
We're voting on whether you're a member.
Oh, we are. Okay. I apologize for being the source of drama, and my understanding from what Teresa said was that if I went to the next LSB meeting and requested to be put on the committee, that that would work. Did I understand you correctly, Teresa?
That's the way I interpret it.
Well, I'm totally willing to do that, if that makes it easier for you.
If we don't get it settled tonight, then that's more drama later.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's... Is Susan, you ready to take to this to a vote?
Yeah. So as I understand it, it is vote yes will be to support the ruling of the chair that Jane's excused absence can be recognized tonight.
Yes.
And vote no means you oppose the ruling of the chair. Is that correct?
Yes.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Uh-huh. Point of information.
Yes. What you are saying is that we can vote to change the bylaws just for a vote of this committee?
I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying...
Mr. Chair, my question is, the bylaws said that the only excuse absent can be given at, for the members that were at that meeting, in that meeting, not the next meeting, not the... 2 minutes
later.
Going to personal privilege.
A vote. We're going to a vote. We've heard everybody's opinion of this. So we're going to a vote and let's see what happens. Susan?
Excuse me. Point of order.
Nancy,
can we have the motion written?
Nancy, Nancy, we are going to a vote. Susan,
no, I want a written motion.
Nancy, will you be quiet, please? Nancy, will you please be quiet? Susan, will you go to the vote?
The chair is not going to have a written motion. Is that right?
Susan, will you go to the vote? Nancy, be quiet. If you're going to be in this committee, you're going to have some decorum.
Mr. Chair, Adriana, before we start the...
We're going to a vote, folks.
I agree with you, Mr. Chair, but the member is asking for a written... motion, because we have that problem before.
Were you recognized to speak, Adriana? No. Okay. Susan, are you going to come with this vote or am I going to do it?
I'll go ahead.
No.
Sure. Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Wesley Bethune.
No.
Adriana Casanave.
No.
Bill Crozier.
I don't think I or Wesley or Joseph or anybody else who's not an LSB member can vote.
on this committee. Isn't that correct?
This is a governance.
No, no, that's not. That's it. This is governance.
Oh, okay. You're right. Okay. I'm sorry. Pass. I'm confused about which way the word.
Joseph Davis?
Oh, no.
I have to tell you a very important thing for the vote. Be quiet.
You can't be in this committee because we've got to have some decorum. We're in a vote. We're in a vote. We're going to vote. Susan, please.
I just want to tell you.
Susan, please continue with the vote.
Joseph Davis?
I'll pass for now.
Okay. Marianne Martinez?
Pass.
Nancy Saibara Narotomi? Nancy?
Is she muted?
Nope.
Yes.
Yes, she is. And that was my fault. Sorry, it was a slip of the... There you go, yeah. Nancy.
Now
go
we
ahead.
Can hear
Sorry
you,
about
Nancy.
That.
Okay, I just wanted to tell you, Bob is merging on my phone because he could not get in.
Nancy, you have a vote.
Thank you, Nancy.
Or no? You want to vote yes or no? Adriana, you're not recognized. Please be quiet. Nancy, do you vote yes or no on this?
We're voting on what is the motion? I would like to have a written motion. What are we voting on?
So if you vote yes, you support the chair's ruling that the excused absence requested by Jane in advance of the last meeting is recognized.
Oh yeah, but she was not a member last year.
Great. Thank you. Next is Sandy.
I pass.
Okay, Ted?
No.
No? Okay. Susan Young? Yes. Okay, I'll go back to the passes. So do I count?
Hello? Susie Moreno? Do I get to vote? Public?
Yeah, sorry, we didn't know you were on.
Nobody noticed it, I guess.
We called the roll and we didn't see you.
Okay,
I came after the roll.
We got you now, Nancy. Susie, you get to vote.
Okay. I vote no, but I'm not too sure exactly, since you said I came a little late. I'm not too sure exactly what I'm voting for.
Okay.
So there were passes by Bill Crozier, Joseph Davis, Marianne Martinez, and Sandy Weinman. Do we come back to those?
Yep.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, but Bob Garner is on the phone, right?
Okay, we'll get him when he's on.
Thank you.
Bob, are you there? He's not there.
Yeah,
yet.
Somehow.
Okay.
I don't know why we keep getting Maestro numbers to call.
I did.
That made me like
I went
20
back
minutes
and,
late.
I went out and sent back. I went back and sent out the Zoom number. I don't know why we get Maestro either. Okay, you going back and getting people? Bob's here. He gets to vote, too.
No,
I vote
he doesn't.
No, he was not at the last meeting.
He's in the same situation. He's not a member.
He did not request. Never mind.
That's
okay,
right.
So Bob doesn't get to vote. Do we go back to the passes?
Yes, please.
Bill Crozier. No.
Yes, to support the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Joseph.
I vote no.
Marianne.
Yes.
Sandy Weinman.
Yes, because we're all friends.
Okay, so the count is yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 yeses. 5 noes.
No, I'm sorry.
I counted 4 and 5. Four yeses, 5 noes.
4 and 6. 4 yes, 6 no.
Okay, the yeses are Richard Uzzell, Bill Crozier, Marianne Martinez, sorry, Teresa Allen, Teresa Allen is a yes. Bill Crozier is a yes. Marianne Martinez is a yes. Sandy Wiseman is a yes. Susan Young is a yes. Richard Uzzell.
Yeah. And what does that add up to?
Six.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear Marianne saying pass.
She said yes on our second round.
Okay.
Okay. So it's six. And how many no's?
Five.
Five.
Six.
No.
No, Susie Moreno. Six. So that's six no's.
Madam Secretary, please keep the vote.
Adriana?
Yes, we don't she's correct. There are six no's and six yeses.
Okay, it's a tie. How do you break a tie?
I counted five and six.
How do you break a tie?
The chair's ruling stands.
Stands, okay. So,
Well, just for the record, I counted five yeses and six no's.
You're out of order, Joseph. Okay. Jane, welcome to the committee. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is minutes approval. They were sent out this afternoon.
I move to approve the minutes.
Who's that? Teresa? Okay. Teresa. Is there an objection to approving the minutes? Okay, the hearing no objection, the minutes are approved. Okay, the next thing we have on here is elect permanent chair and secretary for this fine body.
Have you been nominated, Richard? I nominate you as chair.
No, okay.
I nominate Joseph.
Who's that, Susie?
Susie, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, any more nominations? Okay, are there any nominations for secretary? I will nominate Jane Scheidler.
Does she accept?
I don't know. You accept? I think so. She must have accepted.
Mr. Chair.
Who's that?
This is Joseph.
Joseph, yeah.
If she will allow it, may I nominate Susan? I think she's done an excellent job so far.
Very honored. I think I haven't done an excellent job, but because I've got all this stuff with the PNB, I would be very grateful if Jane or some other very qualified person would be the secretary.
Understood.
Okay. Are there more?
That's a decline.
Yeah, that was a decline, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sort of like the decline of the Roman Empire.
Taking almost as long.
Are there no more nominations for secretary?
I nominate Ted.
Ted, you want to do this?
Thank you, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Was that Nancy who nominated Ted?
No, that was Susie Moreno.
Got it.
Mr. Chair?
Who said that? Teresa, yeah. Teresa?
If there are no other nominations, I move that we accept Jane Scheidler as secretary by acclamation.
Are there any other nominations for secretary? Okay. We have a motion to accept by acclamation. If I hear no objections, passes. Welcome, Ms. Secretary. Hope you have a sharp pencil or typewriter or something.
Election of chair, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, I guess, how do we do that?
I move
we're too far away to arm wrestle, and I'm too weak. So
I move that we send the names of the two, that the secretary send the names of the two candidates to Terry Goodman, for him to send out a ballot. I move that this be done tomorrow and that we give people 6 days to vote.
Second.
Who seconded? Let me second.
Okay.
And clarification, then does that mean that the chair pro tem continues until the permanent chair is elected?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, Joseph?
Just a second, Joseph. Yeah, what you need.
I wouldn't have any objection to an open vote for the, just to get it done with. If it's okay with you, we can do that. But if either of us want the ballot vote, that's our choice. So it's up to you.
I don't care. My feelings are already hurt anyway.
Adriana,
what you got?
I personally believe that our rules said that no, we need to do. It's a lot of pressure for people to vote certain way. You know, it's always, you see what happened. You will have reprisals. That is very clear.
Okay, so.
You feel pressured.
So that's an objection. So I think we need to go with Teresa's motion if y'all think so. I don't know. It's y'all's vote. Y'all do what you want to do.
All right, Richard, my feelings are hurt too, but that's okay. We're both in the same boat.
In the same lake.
Nancy on the stack.
Is there any object? You're going to talk about this?
Yes.
Okay.
So, what we're doing in the national committees sometimes, not all the time, when there's two candidates or more, we'll let them chair, each one chair, so the whole committee can see. I'll get a taste of each candidate. We have done that before.
Okay, that's an interesting. That's an interesting theory.
Anyway, I propose,
maybe some other time.
I propose tonight.
If I wouldn't go. I wouldn't agree to that. I'm sorry.
We can vote.
We have a motion to send this election to Terry Goodman. I hope Terry Goodman is prepared for us to come crashing in on his door, but he's pretty good about that. Are there any objections to sending this to Terry Goodman and letting him kick the can down the street?
Yes, I have an objection.
Okay, let's have a vote then. Madam Secretary, this will be your first vote. Oh.
Okay.
Not that much fun.
Do you want me to read my motion again? I've written it up.
Okay, yes, and send it to all of us, please.
Okay. Well, the motion is I move that on 2-2 of 2022, because today's the first, right? 2-2-22. The governance committee secretary send the list of two candidates for chair, Richard Uzzell and Joseph Davids, to Terry Goodman with a request that he send a ballot to the committee membership and that the committee members be given 6 days upon receipt of their ballot to cast their votes. Unless you think I should say upon the ballot being sent out.
That was implied, but requesting that a ballot be sent and returned within 6 days is, I think, is what you meant to say.
Yes.
Well, whatever you write and you send to all of us, that's what it'll be.
Point of order, Nancy.
Yeah, Nancy, what's your point of order?
I made a motion, and so I'd like the chair to act upon the motion. When there are candidates, the candidates should give some kind of campaign speech. Then we vote. It's usually not just let's go to vote. It's called a democratic election. Second, and it's actually required for delegates.
You have a second for that motion?
Candidate statement.
Do you have a second for that motion?
Well, my first motion was to entertain letting the other candidate chair the rest of this meeting.
Yeah, I know, and I'm reminding that we are supposed to do
democratic elections with a candidate statement.
Well, is there a second to your motion? Is that what I asked?
Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
In committee doesn't need seconds. Come on. Stop playing. Okay.
Not playing. Just forgetting.
Oh yeah, sounds like it.
Hey, how many people want us to talk?
Want us to what?
Nancy's asking us to give a statement.
No, I asked first that we vote or consider to let the other candidate chair the meeting. Then we have a better taste. And also,
I said that one of the two candidates agreed to that.
Point of order.
Yeah.
I think we're in the middle of a vote.
Yeah, we are.
No, my motion was before we started voting. Yes, it was. I said long term.
Okay, it's out of order.
Nancy, you got to let other people talk. As the chair, I'm going to rule that we are in the middle of a vote and we're going to go ahead and finish. And the vote.
The archives will prove you wrong, Richard.
Well, that's wonderful. I love to be proved wrong. So.
May I ask a question, Mr. Chair? Just a question.
Okay. Be honest.
Didn't I, because I think that my recording says so, didn't you tell Nancy when she stayed her motion, if somebody second her motion? Doesn't that mean anything?
That was a mistake. I just, fell in the...
Oh, okay, now we change. Okay, Nancy. Perfect.
But we are now...
On Teresa's motion? Point of whatever?
We have a motion on the floor to send this to Terry Goodman and he'll send us ballots and we all get to vote.
Point of order, Nancy.
No, we don't. Well, okay, what's your point of order?
Well, my motion. Can we vote it up or down? Can the other candidate share the meeting?
That, Nancy, I just addressed that and that's not going to change. It's not going to change. We're going to decide if we're going to send this to Mr. Goodman or not. Now, if the secretary would like to call the roll on that, please do. This vote will be whether to send the...
Jane, you're muted.
Is any objection?
Well, everybody's talking. I'm surely there's an objection.
Well, you can ask before the vote.
Is there an objection?
I object.
Okay. Jane? This is a vote on whether to send this election to the...
I object.
The vote on Teresa.
I object too.
You got you down. She's taking the vote.
Terry Goodman requesting a ballot, which will be returned within 6 days of receipt. Right. And we're voting. Teresa.
Teresa says yes.
Mr. Bethune. Hello?
No vote.
Okay.
No, I said yes.
Oh.
Okay. Hold on. Adriana.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes, I think we have to do that.
Joseph Davis.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I'm working on two screens here. Marianne. Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Thank you. Nancy Sabara Nartomi. Nancy?
No, I don't like using Terry Goodman.
Sandy Weinman.
Yes.
Ted.
No.
Susan Young.
Yes.
Susan Moreno. I don't know why you're out of alphabetical order. I apologize.
Okay, Susie Moreno said she objected, and y'all didn't listen to me.
Yes or no?
And before I vote, I want to say
point of order. We're in the middle of a vote, Mr. Chair.
Exactly, but I was not. Y'all did not listen to me. You asked if anybody objected, and I objected, and then you just overlooked
me. That you objected. We noted that you objected.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Jane, would you keep going? Do you vote on this?
Yes, it's no.
Okay. Communism. I have.
Communism.
I have.
Did I get to vote?
Wait, Richard? Richard, yes, you can vote. Thank you.
Okay, I'll vote yes.
All right, I've got one, two.
Did Shidler vote?
No, I did not vote. Mm-hmm. Shidler votes yes. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yeses and 3 noes.
Motion passes. Madam Secretary, can you get that?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Just a minute, Adriana. Can you get that taken care of, Madam Secretary?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Adriana, what's your point of order? Point of order?
I don't know if it's a point of order or a point of order. I want our minute to reflect that the chair with a ruling cannot change the bylaw, and that what happened with your ruling. With a 6-6 vote, you change it. I want that reflected on the minutes. You cannot, the chair, by his decision, cannot change the bylaw of the Pacifica Foundation. That is my only, I want that reflected on the minutes. Thank you.
I think that's an understandable rule. I don't think that I did that. And,
yes.
You want me to
yes,
rule?
Sir. Yes, you did. You did.
Yeah. You want me
Mr.
to rule?
Mr. Chair. May I be recognized?
Who's that? Teresa? Yeah.
Can we get back to the agenda? I think we're off topic.
We're heading that way. Okay. We're down to, number 7. And this gets us into our discussion that's going to be going on here probably for the rest of the year, talking about the standard rules and anything else that somebody wants to bring up that's, you know, governance oriented. And if somebody turn the radio down, please. What we're doing in the governance committee is talking about this stuff and making a decision one way or the other. And then we send it to the LSB and then the LSB decides yes or no. Whether they're going to go along with this. At the first meeting, we talked about some, agenda issues that the chair brought, the LSB chair brought to us. And then we decided, well, most of those things were already in the standing rule. So we didn't pursue that very far. We have a motion tonight that Mr. Davis it wants us to consider whether we're going to keep the or change or whatever the standing rule about needing a 40% vote to get a roll call, 40% of the people to get a roll call vote. And I'm going to turn that over to Joseph, because he made a point at the beginning of the meeting that I hadn't put all the, what was it? I hadn't put all the wording in there. I put what I thought was the wording. And if we're going to be talking about this, I think we ought to just start talking about it. Joseph, you know, we don't need to parse whether which words got put on the agenda. Anyway, that was it.
I was just wanting to make sure it's correct. Thank you very much, Richard. I appreciate you doing everything the chair does. It's a lot of work. So thank you.
Thank you.
I have sent out something on the order of 4 emails to the LSB since our last meeting. I'm trying to get people interested because, the work that I had before was based on 2 years ago, and whatever rules we have, we need the people who are in the current LSB to invest themselves in it somehow. And we need to get more participation. I think I've spoken with maybe 3 people. So I would appreciate if just any and all of you who are on the LSB can one, participate and encourage anyone else to participate. I'm willing to talk to anybody at length about the bylaws, Robert's Rules of Orders, and how they apply and work with people and whatever their ideas are, because you guys know more than I do since you're currently on the LSB, what your current problems are and how we can try to shape rules to address that. I picked out this particular rule on roll call because it was very, very simple. It's a rule that I think needs changing. If the committee or the LSB disagrees, that's fine. But I picked it because it's an easy one for us to pick up and go through the process of examining it and seeing what's going on, to see why it has problems and what we should do to address it. The current problems that I saw with it, and I sent an email out to the LSB, but I'll restate them in brief, was it says 40%, but it doesn't say 40% of what? Full membership of a quorum, how many people are there that day? It's hard to say. So the rule is in specific and can be interpreted multiple ways. So we should always try to have rules that are very clear on how they're used. I specifically cited an example. We're supposed to be a very transparent organization. And the United States Senate, which is not a particularly transparent organization, uses 20% of quorum. So I just picked that as a starting point. I think we should be at least the same transparency as that, as bad as it is. And 20% of our quorum is 2.6, which would be 3 members of the LSB. The same rules apply if there's a committee and somebody wants to have a roll call vote in the minutes. They go by the same rules. We could do the same 3, but I think 2 would probably, because the committee meetings are usually a lot smaller. And I think that 1 is a little bit arbitrary. That means anybody can request a roll call vote. So I suggested 2. There's also in the existing rule, there were 2 things about that the chair is required to do it. Well, that's already specified in Robert's rules. So there's no need for us to say that. And 2 is it says that the secretary has to put in the minutes. Robert's rules already says we have to do that. So my idea here is to simplify the rule. And one idea that I had was we reference RONR 45 to show that way anybody who's reading the rules can just pick up their copy of Roberts and know exactly what we're talking about. And they can get the exact definition. When we try to redefine Roberts, we make mistakes and cause problems, which is where all our arguments come from. So that's my thinking on this entire process. I think it's also a lot easier if we're just in a meeting to, instead of having to say, well, how many people are here? Let's calculate a percentage. And that takes us 5 minutes just to figure out how many people need to vote. So I just said, well, 3 in an LSB meeting is better than 20% of the quorum. And 2 in any of the committee meetings is almost certainly better than 20% of the quorum. So that's why I suggested it. It's a nice, simple rule, easy to apply. We don't have to do any calculations. That's my motivation for it, and I'd like to hear other people's considerations. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Joseph. Anybody else want to comment on that right now?
Yeah.
Teresa, have her hand up. Teresa?
I'll wait until after Susan.
Okay, you got your
first hand up. Yes, I've had my hand up too. Sorry. Thank you, Teresa. Joseph, thank you for your hard work. I think your attention to procedure and the research that you do and so forth is very helpful. I know it's been helpful to me. The lack of clarity about that to which the 40% applies to me is just on its face an important issue. I disagree with your recommendation of how many it should take to call for a roll call vote. And I was not clear about whether it was that you were saying that the subcommittee members could essentially force a roll call vote of the LSB, and the LSB is two bodies, it's delegates and it's LSB members, so forth. So, but what my experience, the reason why that rule was written that way is because there are, in my experience, a lot of dilatory actions, and calls for roll call votes can be used to extend meetings in a way that is not helpful to the body. I also see that we frequently take roll call votes. So what the chair has done in this committee meeting is, if there are any objections at all, we go to a roll call vote. So I appreciate your work. I'm explaining why I will vote no on the merits. And it is very helpful to see what the imperfections and ambiguities are in our rules.